playing with your eyes and with your mind. It's Art Talk on KCRW. When you look into a kaleidoscope, you can see ever-changing patterns through the lens that are unmistakable, and you twirl it a little bit, right, to make the lens really glow, an explosion of shapes and sizes bursting with all kinds of color. Well, now imagine walking inside that optical illusion. It is exactly what it's like when you visit Yayoi Kusama's Infinity Rooms at the Broad. Turns out her latest installation has a Halloween-related theme, and KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojewska-Philp is here with a review today. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
This is like one of the hottest tickets in town. It is not easy to get a ticket to this event.
That's right. It's the contemporary art version of Hamilton. But that should not discourage people, because if you go there, even this weekend, you'll see that one of her infinity rooms is filled with pumpkins that glow. They're staged around the space with, as you said, lined with mirrors. So, in fact, you'll see the pumpkins extending in an infinite way.
It sounds like almost like a fun house.
Except it's so much more precise and interesting than that. It sounds sort of simple on the radio or even when you read about it, but when you're actually experiencing it, it is a fairly profound moment.
So mirrors is what we're talking about, where things are shown in infinity, like it just goes on and on and on.
She's made about 20 of these rooms. They've never all been shown together, but this particular show has six of them. They were inspired a little bit by the fact that the Broad has one of the really important ones, and they found in the course of the last year that essentially it's the most visited work of art in the entire museum, and that also requires ticketing, and there are long lines, and of course people are taking their selfies, which has a certain irony to it.
Aside from the shows that we see, right, or this show that's going on over at the Broad, how does Kusama bring her art into the public realm? What does she do?
Well, her work has long been about connectivity. I mean, she's 88 years old. She's still living and working in Tokyo. And she went to New York in the 50s to do performance art and to do painting and to do experiment with new media. And she had a breakdown. She started having hallucinations when she was very young, and she continued those. And she had a breakdown and went back to Japan, where she was institutionalized for her mental health. And she has continued to live in that mental hospital ever since the 70s. And yet she has a studio near the mental hospital where she does her paintings, which are all about the interconnectivity of infinite webs of color. And then she started doing these mirrored rooms, which also have a sort of connectivity. But the irony is these rooms are about the obliteration of the self, something that she's meditated on, and she finds her art to be spiritually and mentally balancing. And of course, the irony is that they're so powerful that they've caught on in the age of social media, and they've been endlessly selfied, and so she really is connected via the digital world to the larger realm, but she's okay with that. She actually enjoys that.
What is so fascinating, and you mentioned this, that she, since the 70s, has lived in this mental institution with a studio nearby, and oftentimes people say that the most creative among us walk this fine line between sanity and madness, right?
And I think she's very open about that to a certain extent, that her art helps her have a certain mental balance in the world, a certain spiritual balance in the world. And she's been seeking that really since her early performance art, which was very bold. I mean, she would be performing naked on the streets of New York City in the late 50s and painting her body. And a lot of her work has been about the theme of love forever and about the connectedness between different people. And a lot of it is also extremely sexual. She's known for stuffing canvases in the shape of phalluses and painting them and then putting them all together in a single composition, a sculptural or a painted composition. It's really a wild body of work that's accrued over a period of time. But really, she's been known to cognoscente until social media and the infinity rooms.
All right, well, Hunter Drohojewska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Happy Halloween, Hunter.
And to you, Steve. This is a weekend for celebrating.